W, like in wearable. I think wearables is, of course, an interesting term because it has something that has been embraced within the fashion and technology world a lot. That wearables is sort of more than fashion. It's all these gadgets and accessories and things that have functions to ourselves. Wearables, I think the interesting part with fashion is that it's not always wearable, or that there's a compromise between what we sort of call a sort of a function in a classical design way with the sort of the function of what fashion does. So a lot of fashion is not very wearable. It is very uncomfortable. And there is always a compromise between what the material properties actually are and feel like versus what, you know, their wearability, meaning in the sense of comfort, if you want to say so. A lot of materials are exactly, they have a fantastic level of expression, but we may be very sweaty and discomfortable in certain kind of weathers and so on. And of course, coming to high heels and corsets and these kind of things, you know, we do a lot of compromises when it comes to clothes that are not very sort of functional in a classical user-friendly way. You know, that they are wearable, but they are also engaging the senses in ways that hinders this and our mobility and so on. And that may be actually part of their pleasure. And I think it's also just important for us to sort of understand that the wearability of fashion and clothes includes discomfort and the compromises between discomfort and pleasure and enhanced pleasure and even pain and pleasure. And I think we need to be much more aware of the many aspects that includes under the wearability in that sense of fashion.